The Royal Visit. We're speaking from Winnipeg, where this morning's rain has cleared up, although it's still cloudy and a little chilly. The visit of the King and Queen is drawing to a close, but before they board their train, they're going to take part in what may be one of the most interesting ceremonies of the Royal Visit. We're speaking now from Old Fort Garry Gate, where we expect their majesties to arrive in just a few minutes. It's here that they're to receive two black beaver pelts and two elk's heads from the Hudson's Bay Company. The situation almost boils down to the fact that the Hudson's Bay Company is paying its rent. Way back in 1670, that's 269 years ago, the Hudson's Bay Company received its royal charter from King Charles II. There was a clause in this charter that should the king or his successors visit the territory, the company was bound to present him with two black beaver pelts and two elk's heads. So that's what's happening today, just as soon as the king and queen arrive here from St. Boniface.
Patrick Ashley Cooper.
Patrick Ashley Cooper.
May it please your majesty, we, the governor and company of adventurers of England trading into Hudson's Bay, beg humbly to offer our loyal duty on the occasion of your entering into our ancient territories. Under the terms of the charter granted to our company by His Majesty King Charles II in 1670, it was ordained that we should pay tribute to him, his heirs and successors. This tribute was to be rendered whensoever the reigning sovereign should enter into his territory of Rupert's Land, of which our governor and company were created the true and absolute lords and proprietors, subject to the paramount seigneury of His Majesty. We therefore humbly ask Your Majesty to be pleased to accept from us these two elk heads and these two black beaver skins as a token of our historic tribute. This ancient company is ever mindful of the great honor conferred upon it by the appointment of Prince Rupert as its first governor and of James, Duke of York, afterwards King James II, as its second governor. We would most respectfully submit that the trust reposed in our company by our royal founder in granting to us such wide powers has not been misplaced. In developing the trade for furs, our company has explored these territories to their furthest limits and established ordered settlements as far as the Pacific coast. For two centuries, we maintained peace among the races committed to our charge. When, therefore, we surrendered our territories to Her Majesty Queen Victoria, it was in the confidence that Rupert's Land and her peoples were worthy to take their place within Your Majesty's Dominion of Canada. May we further express to Your Majesty our humble gratitude for being allowed to present this address at a place so full of historic interest. This gateway, where Your Majesty is graciously pleased to receive us, was the entrance to the principal fort of our company on the Red River, the establishment of which in 1822 set the seal upon the union of our company and the Northwest Company. This union extended the range of our activities to the Pacific coast and secured for all time by a right of occupation an outlet on the Pacific Ocean, now become of such vast importance to this dominion. We most humbly pray that Your Majesty may continue to be granted under divine providence a happy and glorious reign based on freedom, justice, and peace throughout Your Majesty's empire.
Are you ready and willing to render your suit and service as in duty bound?
Ready indeed, and we hereby tender to His Most Gracious Majesty 2 elk heads and 2 black beaver skins with the humble expression of our loyalty, love, and affection, now and so long as we shall live.
Let every man depart and keep his day upon a new warning, and so, God save the King!
God save the King!
So, the ceremony having ended, 5,000 men and women in the service of the company have joined in tribute to His Majesty.
Very long top.
Yes. And of course, as a rule, the average beaver that you get, of course, is something that is very much down there. We had to send all over the north searching for these.
Those were picked up at Maine. They're the old tokens that they used to exchange, you know, for the barter, for the coin they brought to the stores. And they gave them so many for the skins, and then they could sell, barter them back again for the goods in the stores, really, for the old coin that they used. Those are one of the original ones, too, I think.
Before there was any proper coinage in this country, we ourselves, as a company, had to produce our own coin.
Their Majesties are now discussing the beaver skins with Mr. Cooper and Mrs. Cooper. Those are the voices you now hear.
There's one weighs 200 pounds and the other 300 pounds. So they're going to be dispatched.
Shouldn't have never been trained.
No, I don't think I have to deal with that.